actual survey of the salary and all that kind of stuff. It's not just causing a predictive problem at this point. But I don't know, I wondered perhaps if I might have looked at, for example, last year, for God's sake, no, or something like that, I probably did, but. The summaries are a pretty good indication of the fact too, but I didn't know what the hell was going on. Here we go. Who's doing it now? How many got into that? There's no activity, for example, the deep thing that he might try to hit us on, whether or not this fellow Hunt is paid on the debt or what's the evidence show on that? Oh, long before. You mean Hunt's demand, or Beckman's demand for 120 took place in January? But Dean gave me the impression he just heard it. The impression he had that day, 21st, by Dean had some talk about Mitchell and Pappas working together to sort of raise the money. I don't know what the hell it was about looking back, because how's that add into this? In other words, I don't know why in the world they'd be raising money in March. I didn't believe there'd be anything about the version of March, whatever comes up. The reason that he and his shotgun deal with the attorneys last week tried to say from January on, and you know, he may have forgotten. What do you think? I might have asked my dick trying to recollect if I could have asked him on the phone, even in Florida, what in the world had happened on this hunt. Not to the party. I am confident I didn't, you know. But, well, it doesn't make a difference. That was actually investigated. And in any event, we haven't made it enough left. Other questions? You'll be ready to then Thursday, Mark? Yep. What you need to know there, your husband, I recommend. You understand, all I have are the fragmentary notes. They're not bad. They turned out to be more than I realized, but never mind, I can't recall a lot, so I'll be glad to go over it. Yeah, that's it. You've got to know everything. You've got to know everything. I know everything. And every question you can think of, be sure that you have run down the sisters and all the others. I have raised a number of questions, you know. This fellow is not, didn't come clean with. Let me just summarize it. We're off the 21st of March, and we came in front of the cancer part of the world. And throughout that conversation, Dean never talked about his own problem. He said, well, maybe I got a problem. He'd say that, but he never said what it was. He was always talking about what Burton's got a problem, Paul's got a problem, Crowe's got a problem. But he never talked about specifically what he's talking about. See my point? Which is also must tell us something. What about this? Did you know about that? Did you tell him, for example, that Lydia, June 19th, told you everything that she has told the prosecutor? Did he? No, see? He didn't tell me anything about it. I didn't know he talked to Lydia. Right. June 19th, he has said that Lydia had told him everything on June 19th. He has also said that he told that to her. Libby told him, because we don't know what Libby told him. My guess is Libby didn't tell him. You think Dean knew about it all this time? Why would the thick and spirit would tell somebody that? Well, that's all right. I don't. Yeah, but my point is that was national security, and that's the line. I don't blame Dean for that one bit. Or Arthur.
You need to know there, your husband, my brother,
You understand, all I have is a fragmentary notes. They're not bad, as I see right now. I got more than I realized, but those I might have been already co-op, so I'll be glad to go over and get it to it.
Yeah, but my point is that was national security.
Hey!